Moving on to number four, report and possible discussion on investment officer report for the first quarter for fiscal year 2009. John Hawes.
Okay. Another non-action item that we do each quarter, of course, first quarter report on our investment summary. This is required to be reviewed with you all each quarter under Public Funds Investment Act. You receive detailed reports. You may have noticed a different format this quarter and going forward. As you may remember, you all authorized hiring of a new investment advisory firm. We had Patterson Associates for several years, and we hired Valley View Consulting. Susan Anderson is over here with Valley View Consulting, and there's a couple other individuals, Bill Cook and Dick Long, that also work with Susan that we work closely with, and we've had a lot of activity in this first quarter working with them, helping to they've been very helpful in helping us set up reviewing our cash flow forecasting and also trying to structure the strategies going forward. As I was talking to Susan before this, we've got good news and bad news. The good news is we've got $80 million to invest. The bad news is we've got $80 million to invest. Because this particular environment is not a fun environment to try to find return on, as certainly as we look forward, as you've seen what, of course, interest rates do. And obviously, on the Public Funds Investment Act, we're required to invest in very high-quality, secure types of things. So the rates, as you've seen, are very, very low. And as our securities mature, we really struggle, of course, to find it. And we won't be able to find rates anywhere near what we have enjoyed in the past few quarters and years. We have some securities that are a number of securities that are callables that we bought some time back. They're obviously going to be called in the next few months or several months, and then we're going to continue to try to find whatever the best securities we can find at the best rates following the Public Funds Investment Act, and Valley View is, like I said, we're already working to do that. One of the areas that we will be doing, and we've actually already bought a security in this first time, is in the CDs, certificates of deposit. There are programs now. There's a program some of y'all may be familiar called CDARS, which is a network CD program where banks get together and pool under a thing where you can buy large amounts of certificates of deposit. Obviously, at this point, the individual CDs are just guaranteed, FDIC guaranteed, up to $250,000. But we bought a $2 million, I believe it was $2 million, with a bank through a bank up in McKinney, Valiance Bank, and it wasn't all through them. But then it gets spread through other banks below the FDIC, you know, through the FDIC, within the FDIC limits, and we got a very at least we believe a very favorable rate from them for a year for a 52-week CD. Since then, the CDs have even gone down significantly. I believe that rate was something like 3.5% or something when we did that, which that was all that was available. We bought as much as we could buy, which was just $2 million. Now the rates are anywhere from 1.5% to maybe 2%, I guess. Okay, 1 to 1.5. At this point. But those are one of the opportunities other than treasuries and agencies. Anyway, this is the results, and you can see, like I said, our average yield to maturity, just to sort of let y'all know and you know, is that that's going to continue to slide significantly in the next year as we continue to report that. Any questions? Okay. There's no action necessary on that. Okay.